I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are purple bikes in our GeoQuiz today. The purple bicycles are an idea that Brian Mullen came up with. He's on the Buzz marketing team at Yahoo. Now, these bikes are designed to introduce people to different parts of the world. Brian Mullen, you're not out riding a purple bike right now. In fact, you're in Silicon Valley, California. Fill us in a bit. Are these purple bikes kind of like my old green Huffy with the tassels, except they're purple?
That's a great question. Well, they're similar to that, and then they're just as much fun, but we've actually updated the technology from your green Huffy and pushed it forward about 20 or 30 years. These bikes essentially are the world's first internet-enabled GPS geotagging photo-taking bicycles.
All right. Very interesting. Fully loaded, including GPS. How come?
What we wanted to do is actually create an intersection between technology and something kind of as fun and joyful as just riding a bicycle. So what we did was actually create this project so that people from around the world could tell their daily stories just via a bike ride, but share them with social networks just to show kind of a slice of life in the day of a bicycle.
Okay, so where around the world are you talking about?
Well, they've been everywhere from San Francisco to New York, Beirut, parts of Africa.
I think your favorite bike, in fact, was in Africa recently, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. We sent one of these bikes to an individual in Copenhagen who was involved with a nonprofit called Bicycle. And what they do is, because there's so many bicycles in Copenhagen, they actually recycle these bicycles and they take them down to Tanzania in Africa. And the individual that actually was responsible for shuttling these bikes down there took one of our purple pedals down there to record kind of a day in the life of Tanzania and kind of share the idea with the rest of the world.
Brian, do you know what the answer to our GeoQuiz is today?
Tanzania.
Thank you very much. It is indeed Tanzania. So what happens is a Tanzanian would take a purple bike and ride it around and then take pictures every how often?
It's every 60 seconds, and they're uploaded automatically. The bike's also powered by a large solar panel in the back so that the bike can actually run on a solar charge, which is perfect for a, you know, kind of an internet-enabled bicycle in Africa.
And what kind of pictures are you getting back?
You know, we're getting some great photos back. I mean, it's actually when people kind of forget that they're taking photos, that's where you kind of see the most interesting photos. So, you know, we're getting photos back of people kind of crossing the Golden Gate Bridge to, you know, somebody that, you know, rode down a cobblestone street in the middle of Beirut.
How about Tanzania?
In Tanzania, we're getting a lot of excited faces kind of crowding the camera, people on dirt roads that, you know, we're not expecting to see kind of a bright purple beach cruiser.
I mean, it sounds like a really cool idea. And as you say, when people forget about the camera, you get great images. On the other hand, is it more for learning or is it more to promote Yahoo?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I think that, you know, clearly we work in a marketing function at Yahoo. And so the idea was to promote Yahoo and its services and technologies. But then also, I think it was kind of, it created a great ambient experience and a great shareable experience.
Now, of course, being a good marketer, you probably thought of this already, but if you can get one of these bikes in the Tour de France, like massive visibility.
You know what? We actually approached and had a bike ride recently with Lance Armstrong, who did something called the Tour de California. You know, the Tour de France is definitely a goal. It's a lofty goal, but, you know, never say never.
So Lance got in the seat?
Lance didn't get in the seat, but we got one close enough to him that, you know, we got him turned around and give him a smile.
So you kind of had somebody ride by him and then snap a photo at the same time.
Yeah, I think we've coined the term bicycle stalking now.
All right. Well, best of luck to you in your stalking and other marketing techniques. Brian Mullen, Senior Director of the Buzz Marketing Team at Yahoo in California. His favorite purple bike was just in Tanzania. Nice to speak with you, Brian.
Thanks, Lisa.